I have to admit that growing up, I would always hate this time of year. I love the feast, but I hated coming back from the feast. I always felt like I was left behind. It was 1 week, but it felt like an eternity. All my friends were a week ahead. I was behind in school, and it always made me really stressed out, and I really always dreaded this time of year. As I get older, though, I realize how backwards my thinking was. At the feast, we get to escape the world for the most part. But all I wanted was to be back in the world. I hated that feeling of being left behind. That's not how we should feel when we come back from the feast, though. We should be feeling the opposite. We should be feeling re-energized, refocused, and dare I say, we should be even be feeling bold. And that is the title of my sermonette today, Be Bold. I'd like to cover three ways we can all be more bold as followers of Jesus Christ and how we can continue the momentum we have coming out of the feast into next year, into the spring holy days. I'm finding out when I put these messages together, I'm really just talking about things that I'm struggling with in life. And for some reason, I want to advertise to the whole congregation what my issues are. But this is my whole life. I feel like I've been pretty lukewarm, and I'm getting really sick and tired of being lukewarm. I want to be bold. So how can we be more bold? The first way we can be more bold is to ask God. As we know, the apostles were not always bold. They're actually anything but at some points. Think of Peter when he denied Jesus three times. It's the Holy Spirit that changed everything. And shortly after the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, in Acts is where I'd like to pick up the story. In Acts 4, verse 29. So let's turn that together. Acts 4, verse 29. This section is actually what inspired this message. I love this prayer and what they ask God here. And to provide some context, as we know, this is shortly after Peter had healed the lame beggar, and he and John went before the high priests and the elders, and they were commanded not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus Christ. As we pick it up here in Acts 4:29, the apostles just returned back to their people and they were praying to God. And I pick it up here. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place when they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Peter and John were just explicitly told here not to preach about Jesus. And if they did, they knew that there would be serious consequences. So did they cower in fear and pray to God to protect them? No. They prayed to God that they would be bold. And that they could heal and perform signs in the name of Jesus Christ. I find this to be incredibly inspiring and moving because we live in a time where this could also be our own reality. Many of our brothers and sisters in Christ already live in countries where you can't talk openly about Jesus or God. And our country is flirting with that right now. We need to ask God now more than ever to give us this same boldness. Another one of the things I struggle with the most is to speak boldly about my beliefs to friends and coworkers and just people in general who don't attend our church or know this way of life. My second point on how we can be more bold is to always have an answer ready when people ask what we believe. I'm sure we've all been asked where we were this past week. So, how will you respond? In the past, I've given quick responses like, oh, it's just something for my church, or, I'm just on vacation. That's how I talk. And I said, you know, I'm sure that God and Jesus Christ were really proud of me. Instead of being lazy like I've been, why don't we take the extra 10 seconds and say we went to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles? It's a beautiful week that foreshadows the coming kingdom of God. Maybe this one response is what that person needed to hear. Maybe God's calling them into his family and we don't even know it. Let's turn to the well-known scripture, 1 Peter 3, verse 15. 1 Peter 3, verse 15, and read it together. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. And I like how the NIV translation ends the scripture too, but do this with gentleness and respect. So not only are we to have an answer ready, but we are to deliver it humbly and respectfully. In the world of sales, we are always taught to have an elevator pitch for who we are and what we offer. This is meant to be a quick summary and something you could explain to someone in the amount of time you're on an elevator with them. Do we have an elevator pitch for what we believe when we're asked? The third thing we can do to be bold for God is to be there for those in need, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ. I love that at the feast, we send cards for those who can't make it, and we should be checking in on these people throughout the rest of the year, and I know many of you already do. Let's turn to Galatians 6, verse 7 through 10. Galatians 6, verse 7 through 10. It says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while we're doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." I love how it says to do good to everyone, and even more so, our brothers and sisters in Christ. It goes a step further in James 1, verse 27. I'll go ahead and read it. "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." Are we as God's people helping orphans? Are we out there not only for our own widows, but for other widows who may not attend? As Jesus says in Matthew 5, verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your God in heaven." So today we covered three ways we can be bold for God: by asking him in prayer to be bold, to always have an answer when asked about our beliefs, and to be there for those in need and let our light shine. Let's be on fire for God and our soon coming King, Jesus Christ. I hope you all have a happy Sabbath, and let's go out there and be bold.